Yeah, that was, those were one of the bands that I used to listen to in the 70s. I think I might have had a vinyl album. It had this wild, big, huge face on the cover.
Oh, I've got that album, Abominog. I can email you the picture, a lovely face, a demon.
Oh, I know it well. That was back in high school, and I was doing weird things with graphics and I forget what you call it. But anyway, I remember that album. It, amazing artwork.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's, yeah, the dominant color was red. But yeah, I can email it to you if you want to see it.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. You're welcome to send anything you want. It's a free account. But boy, yeah, stuff that reminds me of that, where I grew up. I graduated in 1974, so that gives you an idea of my timeline.
Yeah, that was the classic Uriah Heep lineup, 1970 to 1974. David Byron and Mick Botts, Ken Hensley, and all the rest of them. Yeah, yeah. You could use that face as the profile picture.
Well, I remember it wasn't 74. It was 1972. I was in junior high, and in the locker room after a volleyball or some sports activity in the gym, we were all in this sort of locker room, and somebody in there was trashing this new band, Led Zeppelin, because they had just come out with Whole Lotta Love, right? And somebody guy was in there going, "Hey, you hear about these Led Zeppelin guys?" And the jock, the big hero of the school, told him to shove it. He said, "Zeppelin's cool." And I'll never forget that.
Yeah, that would sort of stick in your mind. Yeah, that's when they were at their peak, pretty much. They started in 1969, the New Yardbirds, morphed into the Led Zeppelin. And, they were just came together like magic somehow. The drummer had what it took, and the bass player added to the bass line, and Page and Robert Plant, they just had what it took and hit the big time. But 1972, that was for Uriah Heep, the Magician's Birthday, and Demons and Wizards were two classical albums, which I have. And before that, Salisbury, one of their first albums. Yep, I have them.
Salisbury, oh, I remember that one. I owned that vinyl.
Oh, there we go. Salisbury, yeah, that was a long tune. Yeah, got lots of FM airplay. I remember it well. It brings back lots of memories. But the Uriah Heep, though, they kept going and going and going well into the 80s and even the 90s. And actually, I think they're still together, but there's only one original member left, Mick Botts. But, they're still touring.
So the Heap is a little bit smaller than it was originally, but that's okay. What a name. I love the name. Just the name alone, it just creates things in your mind, right?
Well, you know who Uriah Heep was, not the band, but the name. He was a character, a despicable character, in a Charles Dickens novel. That's where they got the name from.
Oh, right. Yeah, I knew there was something. Yeah, it is a kind of a... It sounds disgusting, right?
Yeah, Charles Dickens, of course, the same one that wrote A Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge. But Uriah Heep was a despicable character in a different novel of his. Yeah, origins of names, where they came from.
I'll have to attend to things in the kitchen right now. V7COJ, I'll be away for a short spell here.
Yeah, ditto. I think I will do something similar. VE7ROX. No phonetics needed.
S and VE7, Charlie Oscar Juliet. Phonetics. No, I could do Codge. I could. I have. Anyway.
A Codge. Like Codger.
Well, it was RPX that came up with that, to tell you the truth. I gotta give him the credit.
I like that one. Yeah, we'll let you go about the kitchen duties, and I will do something similar. Ditto.
This is Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Bravo. All stations, the check-in and chat will take place in 24 minutes with Andy.
That is duly noted.
Dead air. It's lovely. Embrace it.
FCOJ is within earshot. I just hit the send button here. Another pretty face.
Yes, I'm in the kitchen, keeping an eye on things, you said, COJ.
Oh, yeah, yeah, take your time. Don't set off any fire alarms.
No, it's just about there. Once the fries are cooked, you got to keep an eye on fries. I don't like them overcooked, and I don't like them undercooked. Yeah, so in the oven.
Yeah, extra crispy need not apply. Yeah, I'm going to go into the kitchen myself and rustle up a few bits and bites.
Get in the kitchen and rattle the pots and pans.
Ah, there was classic, yeah. Rock around the clock.
Yeah, Bill Haley. A big bopper. Didn't they all die in a plane crash?
Yeah, big bopper did not do well on that last flight. Yeah, down it went. They should have just taken the bus.
Yeah, that was the only plane crash that killed some rockers. Who was the other one? One survived, I think. I'm trying to remember the name of the band.
Oh, no, no. The pilot departed from this mortal coil also. And Buddy Holly and Ricardo Valenzuela, whose name was anglicized to Frankie Valens.
John Denver.
It's a 70s band that also had a plane crash. That's the one that... Well, Greg Allman. Maybe that wasn't the one, but there was a couple of them.
Yeah, a band from Jacksonville, Florida. They named themselves after their PE teacher. His name was Leonard Skinnerd.
That's the band. That's the one I was thinking of, yeah. And, the other guitarist, though, he survived and carried on, did well.
Yeah, their plane, I guess they should have stopped at the gas station because it went sputter, sputter, and down into the swamp.
Yeah. I don't know how many members died on that. That was terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't all of them, but major players. Yeah, it did take a pretty sizable chunk out of the band the way that it was.